Sunday, January 23rd. President stayed over at Walker's last night. Got back today. Was interested in comparing the Vietnam reports, the press reports on the Vietnam War, with the press reporting of World War II. I had made the point to him that there was nothing about Vietnam until you got to the third section today, because the news was good news, and so they buried it. And he was thinking back to World War II when they really played up the big, the good news and played down the bad, just the opposite of now. We left after dinner for return to Washington. He had me up for a good part of the flight, going over a lot of schedule details for the next few weeks, getting everything pretty well squared away as to how he'll handle the time between now and the departure for China. He then got into the Rogers-Kissinger question. He had a directive that Henry wanted sent to Rogers regarding the planes to Israel and the Israel-Egypt negotiations. The president decided that I should handle a directive rather than Mitchell in order to keep it out of politics, that he wants Rogers to know that he expects him to play it politically, that we can't have the American Jews bitching regarding the plane deliveries, and we can't push Israel too hard and have a confrontation. So he's to keep Cisco slowed down. He's to say he's doing the plane paragraph, or I'm to say that he's doing put the plane paragraph in the memo for the record so that he can tell his Jewish friends that that's been ordered. We must not let this issue hurt us politically. The president won't discuss it because he doesn't want to be caught discussing politics, but Rogers must play politics. The president will not. Secondly, and I raised this, he said I could tell him that the way this is working, it could well be that we'll want the Soviets in on this to get their cooperation regarding the Egyptians at the summit, that we're not sure, but now we don't want us to give anything to the UAR beyond which the Soviets might be willing to give. Sunday, January 23rd continued. Continuing the point of the discussion on Rogers re Israel, he thinks that we can withhold something on the Middle East and get something from the Soviets for it. So this is one of the things that could come out of the summit, but we can't tell anyone that at this point. That's based on the president's conversation with Gromyko. So we should take our time, have movement, but not too much. He also raised the question that's bothering him on the Vietnam speech, which is whether he shouldn't spell out in more detail the reason for having to have secret negotiations as contrasted to negotiating in the open. He's going to instruct Sapphire to rework that part of the speech and get more of an explanation in. End of January 23rd.